Good afternoon. Some additional lake enhanced showers are possible this afternoon and evening downwind of both Lakes Erie and Ontario. Outside of these showers, though, it will be another fantastic weather day with plenty of sunshine, seasonal temperatures, and low humidity. Afternoon highs are expected to be in the upper 60s to mid 70s. And for the night tonight, we can expect to see lows a few degrees warmer than this morning, with a slight uptick in cloud cover. Heading to the rest of Labor Day weekend, we are going to see our main upper trough axis shift to the east of the region. That's going to help to allow an increase in cloud cover and humidity, though the forecast remains dry on Sunday, with surface high pressure entrenched over the region. Afternoon highs will be in the upper 60s to upper 70s. Temperatures will moderate into the low 80s by Labor Day, remain there for much of the work week. The next chance for showers arrives by midweek. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be possible through the weekend along the Gulf Coast and across parts of Texas and Florida as a cold front slowly descends from the north and slows across the west. Hot and dry conditions will persist thanks to the ridge parked over the western states. Daily temperatures for some locations may reach 20 to 30 degrees above average, which would be daily highs in the upper 90s to triple digits. These values may tie or establish new daily records. Lows will be in the upper 70s in Florida this weekend, which may break records across the state. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ranged from a high of 122 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 25 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, mostly sunny with a high near 79. In Boston, sunny with a high near 78. And in Buffalo, increasing clouds with a chance for some scattered showers and breezy conditions as highs reach near 73. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The average high is 76, while the average low is 56. The record high of 92 was set back in 2018, while the record low of 37 was set back in 1963 and tied in 1974. Today's sunrise was at 6:25 a.m. The sun is set to set at 7:22 p.m. It's a total of 12 hours and 56 minutes of daylight. It's a difference of 2 minutes and 48 seconds, a loss on daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are looking sunny this afternoon with highs reaching into the low 70s. For the night tonight, we turn to partly cloudy skies and we'll even see the chance for an isolated shower or two as our overnight lows drop down into low 50s and upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking sunny for this afternoon as highs reach into the upper 70s, maybe a couple spots hitting that 80 degree margin. For the night tonight, we stay mostly clear as overnight lows drop down into the mid to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking sunny this afternoon with highs reaching into the upper 60s and low 70s. For the night tonight, we'll turn mostly cloudy and see the chance for an isolated shower or two as overnight lows drop down into the low 50s and upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking sunny for this afternoon with highs reaching into the low 70s. For the night tonight, we are going to see a slight increase in clouds turning partly cloudy as our overnight lows drop down into the low 50s and a couple spots down into the upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking sunny for the day today as our highs look to reach near the mid to upper 70s. For the night tonight, we'll see that slight increase in cloud cover. We'll turn partly cloudy as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, high pressure continues to stick around for our Labor Day weekend, providing pleasant conditions. We are looking at mostly sunny skies throughout the course of the day. Highs are looking to reach near the mid to upper 70s once again. Humidity remains low, so it will continue to feel pleasant outside. Labor Day itself, sunny, and more humid with a high near 81. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.